This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We are back here on a Thursday, each and every Thursday morning at this time. We welcome in guests from Richland Community College, and our great pleasure to welcome Laura McGinnis to the program. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
You know, it's cold, and the wind chill, I just looked at my phone, is 9 degrees right now. So be careful out there. There's some slick spots after we had the snow and then the melt. And then the freezing cold coming in overnight. Take your time getting to work today. Lauren's the annual giving and alumni engagement coordinator. What does that mean exactly?
So I am working with donors, planning events, planning fundraisers, and I'm also engaging our alumni, tracking where they're going, what they're doing, and all the great things that they're doing in our community.
That's got to be tough. How many alumni? Any idea? Ballpark?
I don't have a ballpark.
I mean, it's got to be a big number.
Well, it depends on how you look at it. There's people that come and take a class for dual credit, and there's people that come and finish a degree. So once we kind of broaden our what we think of as alumni, that makes it a huge number.
Yeah, I would think so. Just over 50 years. I mean, that you know, you've got to be talking about like, you know, tens of thousands and thousands of people. All right. So talk to me about ways that you can give back. You've got a couple of things coming up, a blood drive and some other things, but there's a lot of ways you can give.
Yeah. So with the 50th anniversary, we just wanted to take a step back and realize that we wouldn't be where we were without the community. So we wanted to have a day of giving to give back and encourage our employees to participate. So we wanted to give them a couple different ways. There's a couple different ways you can give back. On Friday, February 3rd from 9 to 2, we're going to be supporting the Red Cross with a blood drive in the Schilling Community Education Center.
Okay.
We're also going to be doing on Thursday, February 2nd and 3rd, collecting items for a various amount of organizations in the community. We asked our employees who they wanted to support, and we have a good list. We've got Altruista International, Project Read Plus, The Pantry at Richland, which is supported by the Good Samaritan Inn, Heritage Behavioral Health Center, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Central Illinois, Dove, the Humane Society of Decatur and Macon County, and Decatur Block by Block. So a good variety of different organizations supporting different needs. We have a list on our website of items that these organizations need. So we encourage community members or employees to come to Schilling on those days, Thursday, February 2nd, and Friday, February 3rd, and donate these items, talk to those representatives, and give back. And on Friday, we're actually having a community celebration. So we just celebrate that day of giving, 50 years, and celebrate with these organizations.
All right. I think we've had a Papa Murphy's reference every day this week. Am I not mistaken?
Correct.
Because we were talking about their community involvement. I know they were on with Soy City Buzz on Monday. And here we go. Lunch provided by Papa Murphy's Pizza. So just another example of the great companies that we have in this community that constantly give back. Now, you guys, do you have a goal for this as far as the money that you want to raise?
We just wanted to give people a different option. Maybe you don't want to come and get items, but you would like to donate money. So
okay.
We do have the link at www.richland.edu/giveback.
Okay.
We do hope to raise $5,000, and you can designate on there what you would like your gift to go to. If you'd like it to be one of the organizations on the list, that's great, or somebody different. We'll make sure those funds go to the correct organization.
All right. And then, of course, long-term, you can always think about the Richland Foundation, which provides, you know, just tons of scholarships and keeps people in our community. It gives them a pathway through Richland. Every year, it's a staggering number that you give out scholarship-wise.
Yes.
How much money?
Over a million.
Yeah, every year, which is crazy, right? I mean, when you think about that and the improvement in people's lives, you can always give to that, right?
Yes, you can give to scholarships specifically or directly to student assistance, helping break down some of those barriers with maybe laptops or bus punch cards.
Okay, great stuff. Are you guys in school today?
We are. We're back today.
What'd you do yesterday?
I sat with a cup of coffee and watched the pretty snow come down.
So when you guys get a snow day, do you get the day off, or is Chris, you know, just telling you, you know, get the work done from home?
We do get the day off, but I think people are highly encouraged to get done what they need to get done to stay on track. I answered some emails.
All right. Well, Lauren, we appreciate it. Thank you for being here today, and we wish you success. This is February 2nd and 3rd. You can go to richland.edu. Slash give back if you want to find out about the charities they're representing. Do people need to sign up for the blood drive thing?
There is a link to sign up for a slot, scheduled slot for the blood drive, and there's also a link to RSVP for the community
luncheon
celebration. We encourage anybody. It's a public event to attend.
All right, and that's at noon on Friday?
That is at noon.
All right, Lauren, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Have
a great day.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.